Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. At least 49 people were killed in a shooting at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand Friday, and video is being circulated purporting to be a 17-minute Facebook live stream from one of the shooters. Facebook said it was alerted by police shortly after the stream started and removed the video as well as the shooter's Facebook and Instagram accounts. Video claiming to be copies have appeared elsewhere on Facebook as well as on YouTube, Reddit, and Twitter. All platforms claim to be removing the videos as soon as they become aware. New Zealand police have asked people not to share the video. The New York Times reports sources say U.S. federal prosecutors are investigating data deals that Facebook made with big tech companies like Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft. A grand jury in New York has reportedly subpoenaed records from at least two device makers, though the company names were not disclosed. Facebook said in response to the report that it was cooperating with investigators in multiple federal probes, but didn't address the grand jury inquiry specifically. The U.S. government says it will downgrade intelligence sharing with Germany if Huawei wins a contract to build out the country's 5G infrastructure, according to a letter from U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, to Germany's economic minister, Peter Altmaier. Germany has not found conclusive evidence that Huawei technology is being used for spying by the Chinese government, although they concede the company could be compelled to do so in the future. NBC News reports that IBM used images from Flickr to train an AI in facial recognition. The photos had been listed under a Creative Commons license, which granted wide rights to use the photos without permission. IBM said it complied with privacy principles and that the dataset compiled data on measurements between facial features, not the actual images themselves. IBM also said individuals could opt out of the dataset, and NBC News has developed a tool to check if your image was used. NVIDIA agreed to acquire the networking chip and component maker Mellanox for $6.9 billion. NVIDIA's offer is a 14% premium on the current stock price at $125 per share. The move would further bolster NVIDIA's data center division, which has already tripled sales in the last 3 years and currently makes up a third of total company revenue. Reuters reports that NVIDIA outbid Intel in negotiations for Mellanox. The acquisition must now be approved by regulators before being finalized. Tesla CEO Elon Musk unveiled the company's crossover SUV, the Model Y, at an event on Thursday. The Model Y will begin production in fall of 2020 with a base price of $47,000 for a long-range model offering 300 miles of range, 130-mile-per-hour top speed, a 0-60 time of 5.5 seconds, going all the way up to a dual-motor performance model, which starts at $60,000. A standard range model with 230 miles of range will go into production in spring 2021, starting at $39,000. The vehicle is built on the Model 3 chassis, features a similar minimal interior, optional autopilot safety system, and seats up to 7 based on options. Mozilla launched an end-to-end encrypted file transfer service. Firefox Send was originally part of Firefox's former TestPilot browser and is now a standard feature. Firefox account holders can share up to 2.5 gigabytes between browsers, with 1 gigabyte transfers for everyone else. All users can choose when a file link expires, the number of total downloads allowed, can add an optional password, and recipients can receive files using any browser. A Firefox and Android app is also now in beta. Amazon will no longer tell U.S. third-party merchants that sell their products on Amazon that they can't also offer those same products at a lower price on another platform, at least according to sources talking to Axios. Critics have argued this practice violates antitrust law. Amazon dropped the same requirement for merchants in Europe under regulatory pressure in 2013. At the Inside Xbox event Tuesday, Microsoft demonstrated its Project xCloud game streaming service for the first time. Microsoft showed Forza Horizon 4 streaming from an Azure data center to an Android device using an Xbox controller connected by Bluetooth. Project xCloud will enter public trials sometime later this year. Also this week, Microsoft announced a cross-platform mobile SDK for game developers to let them bring Xbox Live functions to games on Android and iOS. Achievements, game score, hero stats, friends list, clubs, and even some family settings will be available as options for developers. Verizon's 5G mobile service, different from its 5G home service, will launch April 11th in Chicago and Minneapolis. It will cost $10 extra a month on top of existing plans, and 5G data will not be capped. The first phone to take advantage of the service will be the 5G Moto Mod for the Moto Z3. If you already have a Z3 on your Verizon account, you can pre-order the mod starting March 14th for $50, which is $300 off the retail price of the mod. And finally, Spotify has filed a complaint against Apple with the European Commission over App Store rules. Spotify claims the Apple App Store limits choice and stifles innovation. The complaint centers around Apple requiring app makers to only collect payments through Apple and the 30% cut that Apple takes from developers. Spotify wants to be treated like Uber, where Apple does not take a cut of ride fares. Spotify also wants Apple's own apps, like Apple Music, a direct competitor, to have to abide by the same rules as everyone else, and wants Apple to stop controlling communications with users. Apple posted a public response Thursday emphasizing how much Spotify has benefited from the App Store. Apple also detailed how many apps in the store do not generate any revenue for Apple, including Spotify's app, when using the ad-supported tier. The post did not mention the EU complaint or directly address the points raised in it by Spotify. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.